Do, re, mi, fa, so.
Wow. You're warming up your voice over there?
Yeah, I wish. Just getting ready, actually, to introduce this next story about an upcoming opera performance. It's called The Stories We Tell, and as the show's Annika Klein tells us, the composers are not who you'd expect for the genre.
It sounds like a classic opera, reminiscent of Madame Butterfly or The Barber of Seville, but the content of this opera is a little different.
Oh, how the days of us still ring. Songs are playing on the radio, reminding me of you.
That's Vanessa Nagdi, a soprano with Arizona Opera, and she's reading the lyrics of the latest work she'll perform, a song called One Day at a Time. It was written and composed by student Russell Goodluck. He talks about being a nerd and listening to the radio, not something you typically hear in opera. But Joshua Bortz with Arizona Opera says it's not that strange.
We tend to think of art that is older as kind of separate and siloed. But when you think about it, you know, what it means to be a person living, you know, in Arizona, or whether it's, you know, Seville in the 1700s, really hasn't changed that much. There's still basic truths.
Things like fear of failure, coming of age, unrequited love, those don't go away. The company is working with the Grand Canyon Music Festival and the Heard Museum to showcase short compositions by four students. Eighth grader Siadic King plays the flute and just started learning to compose this year.
The scariest part was writing the vocal piece, because, like, I've been in chorus before, but, like, you know, just as, like, fun.
Scary at first, but King realized this was just an extension of her love for music.
It's just the thought of having music as one of my passions in life and being able to take it a step further and have other people listen to music that I wrote myself.
All the students are native, and they've been getting help from native composers, Raven Chacon and Michael Begay, who travel to different reservations to work with them. After many hours composing on paper, scribbling out and starting over, Begay says it's time for the best part, for the songs to become real.
The human spirit goes into that music and it fills the pages and really brings the work to life. And that, watching that and feeling that, you know, you want to keep doing that and you want to keep feeling it.
King says she wants to keep composing. It may be her future career. And she hopes her opera will motivate others to take risks like she did.
I want them to feel inspired that a little 14-year-old girl wrote this big opera, and so they can do it themselves too.
While many of her peers are expressing their feelings through Facebook or in diaries, sometimes a strong, ringing soprano is the perfect voice. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.
The Stories We Tell will be performed for the first time at the Heard Museum on April 16th.